ॐ नमः प्रणवार्ताय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानकं पादविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दायिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिताया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहम् प्रपन्नपारिजाताय गोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतां मृदुहे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। In order to receive the self-knowledge, a person has to go through four stages. First, he has to discover that there is a disease called samsara rogaha. After a lot of struggle in the external environment, he finds that there is a disease in me. Generally, we attribute the cause for our problem to the external world. After long struggle, we come to know that the problem is our own mind, our own attitudes, our own intentions, our own thinking. So when a person understands this innate, intrinsic disease, samsara roga, he tries to cure himself. After failing in that self-medication, finally he understands, he discovers his helplessness in curing his disease. First stage is discovering the disease. Second stage is discovering the helplessness in curing the disease. And third stage is surrendering to someone who has this self-knowledge, in whose life this self-knowledge is a fact, surrendering to that person. And fourth stage is actual wisdom takes place through teaching and learning. In the last class, we saw as an introduction to the second chapter that Arjuna found out his disease samsara roga in spite of his struggle to cure it by himself. He found that he could not do it, so he discovered his helplessness and he surrendered to the Lord. Once he surrendered to the Lord, Bhagavan gives Atmajnanam as the only solution for samsara roga. For a healthy physical life, we need two conditions: objective factors, external hygienic environment, and internal factors, subjective factors as internal immunity strength. Similarly, for healthy psychological life, a person needs external achievements, abhyudaya we call, dharma, artha and kama. And second is subjective factor, internal wisdom, nishreyas, atma jnana. However much he may be great in external achievements, still he cannot find fulfillment in his life unless he come to nishreyas. That's what we were seeing in the last class. According to the Vedanta, I alone, my mind alone is the cause for all the samsara. Jagat is Ishvara Swarupam. The actual essence of the world is nothing but the Lord. Lord cannot be the cause of suffering. So something must be the cause. What is that cause? Vedanta points out, my own mind. When I receive the knowledge, my mental health will be improved and I will have less FIR up to this point we saw in the last class. FIR means frequency, intensity and recurring period. Every day or every moment in my life I am thrashed by raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. When I have this self knowledge, things will not affect my life. Frequency will be less, intensity of this kama and krodha will be less, and recurring period, the gap between onslaught will be longer. So for a person who has discovered his psychological weakness and who wants to be free from the disease, Vedanta prescribes Atmajnanam as the only solution. All other sciences, external sciences and even Karmakanda of the Veda, all other scriptures talk about only improving external factors, starting from Artha Prapti. Any science you take, external improvement is the goal for it, in the form of Artha or Kama, entertainment or Swarga Prapti. Other than Atmajnanam, all other solutions are futile. Every branch of science gives one own solution. When I receive it in my life, it doesn't solve actually my all my problems. It solves particular situations. That's all. Therefore, Shastra says, unless you receive this knowledge in your life, complete fulfillment will not be there. As long as you are not aware of this fulfillment, you are allowed to roam in the world, you are allowed to improve the external situations in your life. Parikshya Logan, Karmachitan, Brahmane, Nirvedamaya. After roaming enough time, many jenmas, the mind understands, Nasti Agrutaha Kritena, fulfillment can never be a result of any action. Tad Vijnanatam, Gurugyeva Vigache, Samit Panihi, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. When a person approaches the Guru, then he receives his self-knowledge, provided if he is a Uttama Adhikari. A qualified disciple receiving self-knowledge is like cutting the ribbon. Very effortlessly he receives his self-knowledge. Once a person receives his self-knowledge, what will be the result? Jivan Mukti. As long as he doesn't receive the self-knowledge, his life will be avidyaya mantare vartamana svayamdhira panditam manyamana yanganyamana. Like that, he will be roaming here and there, from this world to another world, from this place to another place, from this situation to another situation. As long as a person does understand this oneness of existence, his life will be full of sorrows. Nityo nityanam chetanashchetananam eko bahunam yo vidadadi kamartam atmastam ye anupashyan vidhira desha sukham na idaresha. These are all the revelations of the Upanishads which challenges the humanity. However much you try to get shanti or sukha from the world, you will be a failure. So nanya panta vidyate ajanaya tamevam vidvan amrutaiha bhavati nanya panta vidyate ajanaya. No other solution is there. If a person says, I want that knowledge but I am not qualified for it, so Gita itself is going to prescribe the methods of getting Jnana Yogyata. Four topics in the second chapter we are going to see. First topic is Arjuna Sharanagati. Second topic is Atma Jnanam as the solution for Samsara. Third topic is Jnana Yogyata Praptyartham Karma Yogaha. All spiritual disciplines prescribed in the Shastras are for the sake of Yogyata Prapti. Chitta Shuddhyartham, Chitta Naichalyartham, for the purity of mind and for the concentration of the mind, all our spiritual practices are for this sake only. No spiritual practice can give us knowledge. All spiritual practices are in the form of karma or action. Karma phala cannot give moksha. Moksha cannot be the karma phala. We saw that nasti asutaha sutena. Because moksha is a permanent thing. If it is a permanent thing, it must be available now and here and now. It should be available. Just moksha means owning up my own real nature is called moksha. Like a blackboard, if you want to write anything, first it should be clean and it should be hanged and properly kept. It should not be here and there. You cannot write. Similarly, mind also should be clean from all impurities. Strong likes and dislikes should be removed by various spiritual practices. Japa, dhyana, worship, going to temples, dana, giving charity, all is that for the sake of removing of the impurities. And upasana, meditation, is for chitta naishalyam. All the time mind is wavering from this object to that object. Like that it was all the time, it was wavering. So that waveriness should be removed. Therefore, karma yoga is for malanashanam and chitta naishalyam. This is the third topic. Then fourth topic is jivan mukti hi as the atma jnana phalam. Bhagavan is going to elaborately talk about a person who has received this knowledge. After receiving this knowledge, what will be his lifestyle, how he moves with the world, how he talks, how he conducts his life. All these are all will be talked by the Lord. And then we can summarize the moksha phalam or jivan mukti as freedom from all dependence. Every moment of my life is dependent upon something or the other. So I will be free from all dependence. Atmanneva atmana pushtaha. I will be complete, full and complete with myself. Apuryamanam achalapratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvadu. Like a ocean. Ocean doesn't bother whether rivers are flowing or not, whether rain is coming or not, whether drainage water is coming, flowing inside or not. So it doesn't bother whether rain comes or not, whether rivers flows or not. If rivers flows more and it brings more water, then also it is not afraid. Similarly, this jnani doesn't bother in having relationship with the others. He is not affected. Our life is affected by various relationships. If somebody comes in our life, we are happy. If somebody goes in our life, we are unhappy. Like that, our happiness and unhappiness are dependent upon somebody's arrival and departure. But jnani's life will be completely free from dependence. Second benefit is freedom from delusion. Yajnatva na punarmohaha evam yasati pandava. Bhagavan is going to tell, by knowing this, your delusion will be completely effaced. By knowing mathematics, my delusion will not be effaced. By having a science knowledge, my delusion will not be effaced. But by having atma jnanam, all my delusions will be effaced. Then third benefit is freedom from all the guilt. So many things I have done in the past before receiving atma jnanam. So many things I have done. This creates a guilt. A mind with guilt is a very, very unhappy mind. So this freedom from the guilt will be the benefit of moksha. Abhichetati pavebhyaha sarvebhyaha papakrutamaha. The most thankless person in the entire creation, even if you are, you may be, when you receive this knowledge, all your guilt consciousness will go. Kimaham sadhuna karavam, kimaham papam akaravam iti. This guilt will go. That's the third benefit. Fourth benefit is a life of universal love and compassion. His love is unconditional. without any dependence, you simply share your entire life for the sake of welfare of the world. Adveshta sarvabhudana maitra karuna evacha. It's a beautiful life after receiving self-knowledge. When a person lives in this world due to his prarabdha, that life becomes a life of love and compassion. It is a blessing to the humanity. With this background as an introduction to the second chapter, now we will go to actual shlokas.
Atadvitiyodhyayah Sanjaya Uvacham Tam Tata Kripaya Vishtam Ashupurna Kulekshanam Vishidantam Idam Vakyam Uvacham Madhusudanah.
At the end of the first chapter, the scene was Arjuna was sitting in the chariot with intense grief and with nervous breakdown, as it were, dropped his bow and arrows. Visrujya tasharam japam shoka sambhigna manasaha. He was neither ready to fight nor to walk out from the battlefield. He has decided that this war should not be. I will not fight. He has decided. After deciding, he should have walked out. But he did not walk out. He sat down. Neither he is ready to fight now, nor he is ready to walk out from the battlefield. Because of extreme sorrow, that extreme sorrow will not allow him to do any action. And it is an uncomfortable silence. There was a silence. All the time Arjuna gave lecture to Bhagavan. Bhagavan did not tell anything. He maintained a strategic silence. Neither positive response nor negative response. Neither approval nor holding. So he is expecting something from the Lord. So it is an uncomfortable silence. And Bhagavan cannot teach Arjuna because Arjuna's mind is not yet prepared for teaching. He is not ready to receive any teaching because that mind is completely overpowered by sorrow. When somebody is in sorrow, extreme sorrow, somebody lost their spouse, suppose. They are crying and you are going to that death ceremony. And you know some Vedantic knowledge and you know some Gita. So you call that wife or husband or especially wife and you call and give you one lecture. What will happen? They will give you a slap. Because when your mind is completely overpowered with sorrow, you cannot teach anything, you cannot give any suggestion. And at the same time, Bhagavan being his lifelong, Arjuna's lifelong friend, he has to tell something, he has to help him. Arjuna is expecting the approval for his decision. A decision. Arjuna was thinking that all this time I have given lot of reasons for my decision. So now Krishna would have been convinced about my decision. So he should approve my decision. With that expectation, Arjuna was sitting in the chariot with full of tears, with a full of sorrow in his mind. Bhagavan has to do something. So with full of love and compassion for Arjuna, Bhagavan speaks. He uses certain strong words, which words are no Kshatriya can tolerate. Holding words, strong words he uses. If it is used in the normal condition, no Kshatriya, not necessarily Arjuna, no Kshatriya will tolerate those words. You simply take out his sword and kill that person who talks words. These type of words Bhagavan is going to use. So now Sanjaya comes and reports. Tatha, after Arjuna sat in the chariot with full of sorrow, tam Arjunam, what type of Arjuna? Kripaya avishtam. Arjuna, who is overpowered by attachment, who is overpowered by samsara, and Arjuna, who has a nervous breakdown. Here, the word kripa has two meanings. Generally, kripa, when it is used with regard to jnani, it means compassion. If it is used with regard to ajnani, it means attachment. Here, kripa should not be taken as compassion or love. Because love is a characteristic of jnani only. Jnani alone can love anyone. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati is the maxim. Jnani alone can love everybody. Because love, what is the definition of love? It is unconditional. All our transactions, all our love, the so-called love, worldly love, is having a string, a selfishness. Selfishness is there behind that. Maybe ratio differs from person to person, relationship to relationship. But complete unselfish love is possible only by the Lord and or by the Jnani. It is universal, it is not towards only a particular person or a group. And it is consciously entertaining the emotion. Love is under the control of the Jnani. Whenever necessary, that time only you will entertain the love. Is a thought, isn't it? It's a thought. So that thought is entertained by the Jnani consciously. But attachment is not like that. Attachment overpowers the discrimination power. And attachment is towards one particular people only. Either one person or a group of people. And attachment creates sorrow in the mind. Once a person is overpowered with attachment, then the natural consequence is shoka. Therefore, here Sanjaya notes, what type of Arjuna? Rupaya avisham ashu purnakula ikshanam, full of tears in his eyes. Eyes were blurred by the tears. Not only eyes, his own discrimination power also was blurred. Then Vishidandam, who was going through intense grief. So that type of Arjunam, Madhusudanaha idam vakyam uvacha. Bhagavan Madhusudana told these sentences.
Shri Bhagavan uvacha, कुतस्वा कश्मलमितं विषमे समुपस्थितं अनाद्यजुष्टमस्वत्यं अकीर्तिकरम अर्जुन.
In these following two verses, Bhagavan uses certain strong words which cannot be tolerated by any kshatriya in the normal condition. Bhagavan uses these words as a whipping up, like a horse rider whips up horses. Similarly, here Bhagavan is whipping up Arjuna, hoping that at least being wounded, these words are going to be the cause of a wound. At least being wounded, he will get up and fight. It is a kind of shock treatment for a mental patient. Mental disease is very strong, you have to give some shock treatment. Like this, Bhagavan is using certain strong words. For a kshatriya, self-dignity, self-respect, ego is the most important thing. But now Arjuna is totally immersed in sorrow, totally in confusion. Therefore, after hearing these words also, he is not going to respond in a positive way. To break his unusual silence and to exhaust his suppressed feeling, Bhagavan is using these words. The psychology is, when you allow a person to talk about his problems, his heart will be emptied of grief and suppression. Suppose somebody comes to us asking for counseling. So you tell, please tell what is your problem. So that person starts big story, like this happened from marriage onwards. He starts, like this happened. Then he ends the story. Immediately you should not give solution. You have to first see whether the person has exhausted himself. Because he should be available for your words. You should make sure that whether the person's mind is available for your words. Some words you have to introduce. Then what happened, like that, if you tell, then one more story will come out. Then again one more story. Then finally many people, without receiving any solution, they will go out. These are all our daily experiences. Here Bhagavan is a sarvajnaha, a greatest psychiatrist in the world. So he knew all these things. So he wanted to empty the feelings of Arjuna. Here, Bhagavan is uttering certain words. Whatever words now we are going to hear is from the mouth of the Lord Himself. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. It is entire Gita is the words of Bhagavan Himself. If we have this Shraddha in our mind, every word will do miracle in our life. Every word has a deep meaning because it is from the Lord. If you have that Shraddha, then study of this scripture, Gita scripture, will be 100% beneficial. What he told? Utatva idam kashmalam samupasthitam. From where did such a mean thought, such a low thinking come to you, hey Arjuna? Kashmala means impurity. Impurity means mental impurity in the form of depression, dejection and frustration. By this sentence, he means, hey Arjuna, you are known for your courage in warfare. I cannot think that you are afraid of war. In Virata Yuddha itself, you have already defeated all the Kauravas, including Karna. Those who are standing in front of you now, you have already defeated just 2-3 months before. And you fought with even Indra in Kandava Dahana. You fought with even Indra and then won the war. And you went to Indra Loka and helped Indra and fought with Kalakeya Nivasa Kavachas, Asuras they were. So that type of courageous person having fear for war, I cannot think, I cannot imagine. And that too, if this type of kripa, kripa means attachment or wretchedness, weakness, comes when you were in the forest, you did not have anything to do. 13 years they were in the forest, they did not have anything to do. So morning one session crying, afternoon one session, evening one session. He could have done it. Vishame samupasthitam. This is not the place, this is not the time for you to entertain all this mean thought, all this low thinking. Such a depression and diffidence can never come to a great person or a arya purushaha. Showing love, showing compassion is okay when it is entertained consciously. When it is entertained consciously, it should not overpower your discrimination. Emotions are okay, but emotionalism is not okay. That's what Bhagavan says. Emotions are okay. They are entertained by your buddhi consciously. Emotionalism means you are overpowered by those thoughts. Dejection can never come to a Arya Purusha, a noble person. Therefore, he says, Anarya Jushitam, which is never entertained by a great noble person. Aryaha means, the definition for Aryaha, Kartavyam Acharan Karma, Akartavyam Anacharan, Tishtati Prakrita Achare, Sava Arya Iti Smritaha. Generally, we have a theory of Aryan theory, Dravidian theory. Those theories are not proper theories. They have ulterior motives behind. British people have prescribed this theory. A particular race came to India and the Dravidians were the inhabitants of India. So they killed all the inhabitants and then they established. This is Aryan race theory in the history you could have read. Here it has nothing to do with that. Aryaha means a noble man whose life is Kartavyam Acharan. Whatever has to be done, he will do it properly, whether it is a pleasant action or unpleasant action. His life will be a life of do's and don'ts. It will not be a life of likes and dislikes. We can experience in our life, if you ask anybody why you have done, I like it. Arya will never tell this. Arya will do any action if it should be an action, whether it is pleasant or unpleasant, he will do. And akartavyam anacharan, however much it may be attractive, but if it is prohibited action, for example drinking alcohol, killing others, he will never do it. Akartavyam anacharan. Then tishtati prakruta achare, his life will be according to Vedic dharma. Always he adheres to dharma. He never divides the life as pleasant one and unpleasant one. In our life, a lot of situations come. A Arya Purusha never divides the life. He is a balanced person, a cultured and noble man. Arjuna, if you are trying to escape from your duty just because it is an unpleasant duty, then you are anaryaha, you are not arya. These are all scolding words. You cannot tell this. Anadityushtam, your condition is anadityushtam. You are becoming a lowly, wretched and ignoble one. It is not worthy of your personality. Not only that, you won't get any benefit either in this world or in the other worlds. So aswargyam, it will not give you swarga after your death. It will not give you punya phala. Being adharmic, running away, a kshatriya running away from the battlefield is an adharmic action. Being adharmic action, it will not give you punya, it will give you papa only. And not only that, akirtikaram, in this world, if you say I am not bothered about other world, then Krishna says, akarti akirti karam, in this world itself, it will spoil all your name and fame. So far you have earned lot of name and fame. You are famous for many things. That kirti, kirti is a great thing, great treasure for any kshatriya. He will be ready to give, sacrifice anything for the sake of kirti. Pranan vahi parityajya manameva Avirakshatu anityo bhavati pranaha manastu achandra taraka. This is the philosophy of a kshatriya. Manaha means kirti, name and fame is a treasure in my life. Even if I feel there is a necessity to give my life, I am ready to give that. Because life comes and goes. But apamana or mana are like our achandra tarakam, like stars, it is permanent. This is the philosophy for any kshatriya. For the sake of kirti, a kshatriya can sacrifice anything. So many examples come to my mind. One example, Mahabali Chakravarti. Bhagavan Vamana came in the form of Brahmana boy and asked 3 feet of land. As even he approached, Mahabali Chakravarti told, "Hey Brahmana," because Brahmana can beg, a Brahmana Brahmachari can beg. So you have come for begging, whatever you want you ask. And Triloka Chakravarti, king for all the 3 worlds. So whatever you want you ask. So Bhagavan Brahmana told, "I want only 3 feet land." When Mahabali Chakravarti was about to offer this through pouring the water, immediately Shukracharya, Mahabali's guru, told, "Hey, he is not an ordinary Brahmana. He is not Brahmachari at all. He is already married. Lakshmi Devi is there. He is not at all a Brahmana at all, because he is Deva. Brahmana community belongs to human beings, no? He is a Deva. He is not a Brahmachari at all. So he is going to wipe off all your possessions. Don't give." Then Mahabali Chakravarti said, "No, I cannot take back my word. So far I am famous for giving, famous for name and pay. I am not ready to give up that. Even if he is I am going to be a beggar, I will not take back my word. So I am going to offer." So Bhagavan took only 2 steps to cover all the 3 worlds, and he was asking for third place for 3rd feet. By one step he has covered entire swarga. By another step he has covered Bhuloka and Patala Loka. then he is asking, where is the place? So Mahabali Chakravarti says, my gate is there. Because giver is different from the given. Giver is different from the given. He has given land only. Na? So he is there as a free person. Then Mahabali Chakravarti says, Bhagavan, you have to make my satya as a satya. You should not be an anuruta. You should protect my name and fame. For that reason, in spite of warning from my guru, I have offered to you. Now you have to protect my satya vak. You have to protect my name and fame. So for the sake of kirti, a kshatriya can give anything in the world. And kirti is the trigger zone. Trigger zone means in psychological language, you trigger a zone and it will create a lot of chain reaction. Certain words you utter to particular people, it will create certain reactions in their mind. The same words will not affect the other person. This is called a trigger zone. Every mind has a trigger zone. You utter certain words, one person will get anger, another person will laugh at it. For example, hey, you are a thief. Suppose if you say, generally everybody gets angry. What? You are telling you are a thief? The same word if it is told by a mother to a child, hey, thief, like that, then the child laughs. He doesn't understand. There is no trigger zone in the child's mind. Similarly, this kirti is the trigger zone in kshatriya mind. Bhagavan triggers this zone, but still Arjuna did not respond. Lightly he triggers. So still he did not respond. Therefore, Lord uses still more strong words.
क्लैव्यम् आत्मगमं पार्थ नैतद्वयुपपद्यते शुद्रं हृदय दौर्बल्यं दिक्को उत्तिष्ठ परन्तप.
हे पार्थ, पार्थ मीन्स् पृथाया पुत्रः पार्थः, इस् मदर् कुन्ती देवी, शी गाट् अर्जुन नाट् बै आर्डिनरी मेथड्स्. Through the intervention of Devata, Arjuna was Amsha of Indra Devata. So your origin itself is a divine origin, not ordinary person you are. And that type of Arjuna, Klaivyam Atmagamaha. Don't try to attain the state of Klibatva. Klaivyam means unmanliness, weak-mindedness, chicken-heartedness they call it. Klibaha means the one who is incapable of taking any decision. The one who withdraws when the crisis comes. May you not take to such unmanliness. Why? Yekase vai na upapadyate. This klibatva is okay with regard to certain people, being my people. But for you, it is not okay. Yekase means klibatva. It doesn't befit you. Even when you were having that female body, for 1 year Arjuna had female body as Mrganala. When they were in the forest for 13 years, 1 year Ajnatavasa, they had to live by the boon of Urvasi. He got that female body. He was serving as their servant or Napunsak they call it. Even when you have that female body, your mind was having full of manliness. When the situation crisis came, that all the cows were driven away by the Kurusena, when Bhishma, Drona, Duryodhana, Karna, when they came, Uttarakumara was the prince of that country, Virata Desha. So he started as a big man, he started to battlefield, but after seeing the vast army, that fellow started running. So that time our Arjuna, who was Mrganala, was charioteer for Uttarakumara. So that time, even though you had female body, but your mind was a strong mind, a mind with full of character, a mind with full of clarity of thinking, a mind which can take decisions at the time of crisis, that type of mind. As you know, told to Trikumara, Trikumara was running away from the battlefield. Then Arjuna told, you cannot run away from the battlefield, you are a Kshatriya, I will not allow you. No, no, my life will go water too. He was that type of person. Arjuna told, you just utter my all my 10 names, you will get strength. By uttering your name, people get strength. By thinking your form, they will get strength. And now that type of Arjuna, you are so popular. Now you are having this weak mindedness. Naindathu Twai Na Upapadyate. This will not befit you. We can apply this in our life. Whenever our mind goes low, we can tell to our own mind, hey mind, you are so great. You have so much background, great background you have. You are born to a cultured parent, brought up in a cultured situation. Can you go for these low things in life? So we can correct our own mind by telling that etat tvayi na upapadyate. And with regard to relationship with others also, son or brother, sister, parent, anybody, suppose they misbehave, you want to correct them. Generally what is the method of our correction? Immediately getting anger and throwing something. Either physically throwing or morally throwing. Here Bhagavan, how nicely he deals with the person, see? He, by telling these words, he just makes aware of the greatness, of the intrinsic greatness of Arjuna. By these words, you tell to that person who is misbehaving, whom you want to correct. By these words you tell, I recognize your greatness. You are such a good boy. You are such a good boy. Now what can you do like this? I expected it some other way, but you are behaving like this. When you say this word, immediately there is a positive response in the opposite mind. Really, they are having positive expectation from me. I should not behave in this way. So you respect and recognize his innate greatness. And you tell, indirectly tell to that person that this misbehavior, this lowliness, this meanness is a temporary affair, like a cloud covers the vision of the sun. Some confusion has covered your mind, therefore you have misbehaved like this, so I don't bother about it, come out of it. In that way, you are treating him positively. Generally, we do just the opposite. We have, this is philosophy of Gita or Bhagavan. Etat Twayi Na Upapadyate. Making a person aware of his positive qualities, even when he is entertaining low thoughts. This is the method of Shastra. But our method is, didn't I tell you? That is the method. A child drinks milk in the cup. As even if you try to take that cup, milk cup, we say, hey, don't take, you will drop it. So in spite of your warning, the child with a lot of care, it was carrying. Then naturally it has its own fickleness, so it drops. Didn't I tell you? That is the policy. That means you are already decided, you have decided that fellow will always do wrong on me. That is the policy of didn't I tell you. Everybody has this idea in everybody's mind. Now somebody goes very wealthy person. Suddenly he falls from business. Didn't I tell you? So this didn't I tell you philosophy should go from our mind while correcting our own mind and while correcting others. By talking weakness of a person, you cannot correct his weakness. By making him aware of his strength, only you can correct his weakness. Because all weaknesses, all vices are because of weakness of the mind. All weaknesses are due to a lack of understanding, lack of some forgetfulness of natural goodness, natural divinity, natural strength. This is the idea of Shastra. Any person doing any wicked thing in life, it is due to ignorance or forgetfulness of the divine nature. So therefore here Bhagavan says, Kshudram ಹೃದಯ ದೌರ್ಬಲ್ಯಂ ತ್ಯಕ್ತ್ವಾ, ಹೃದಯ ದೌರ್ಬಲ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೀಕ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಕ್ಷುದ್ರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ವರ್ತಿ ಲೋ, ಥ್ರೋ ಅವೇ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ವೀಕ್ನೆಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ವರ್ತಿ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೀನ್, ವಿಚ್ ಡಿಸ್ಗ್ರೇಸಸ್ ಯು, ಥ್ರೋ ಅವೇ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ವೀಕ್ನೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಗೋ ಟುಗೆದರ್. ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಧಾರ್ಮಿಕ್, ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ವೀಕ್ನೆಸಸ್. ಎ ವರ್ಚ್ಯೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ಎ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಿತ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂತ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಎ ವರ್ಚುಯಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಎ ಗ್ರೀಫ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಿಕನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಲೂಸಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಮಿನೇಷನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಲೋ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಂಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಮಿನೇಷನ್. ಹೌ ಇಂಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಮಿನೇಷನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರೀಫ್. Why grief comes? Because of attachment. And the trying to get away from the battlefield, escapism is not a solution and it is not going to solve the problem. It is not a sign of strength. All these ideas are there. Kshudram. Hridaya daurbalyam yaktva uttishte. You are not an ordinary person. Stand up and face the life. You are a parantapaha. You are a scorcher of those. Parantapaha means paran tapati iti parantapaha. You are a scorcher of those. Even no enemy can stand in front of you. Simply you can scorch him. That much of capacity you have, but you are succumbed to this type of inner enemies. Externally, no enemy can stand in front of you, that type of courageous person, but internally, poor man, now you are succumbed to inner enemy. By using these strong words, Bhagavan is whipping up Arjuna. If Arjuna's problem is a superficial confusion, suppose, confusion comes in every mind. You cannot imagine a sky without cloud. But sky should not be always with clouds, na? There must be sunshine in our life also. Once in a while getting clouded, okay. And that cloud also should be removed, just you pour, do breathing, it should go away. If that type of confusion, cloud, is there in the Arjuna's mind, these words are enough for you. He would have told, hey, seeing whom, to whom you are telling Kliva, to whom you are telling you are Anadya, what you are telling like that, he will get angry and stand up and fight him. But here, what to do? It is fortunate, we are fortunate enough. Because Arjuna, if he would have got up and fought, no Gita would have been there. Fortunately for us, he did not get up. If the problem is very deeper one, if the confusion is very deeper one, then the person should openly come for getting solution. He should tell that, I am confused, I want wisdom. So Arjuna did not declare so far. With this double intention, if it is a lower depression, it will go by these words. If it is a deeper depression, it will make, his words will make him to talk more and more and exhaust all his suppressed feelings, and it will make him to surrender to me and asking for knowledge. These two shlokas were liked by Swami Vivekananda very much. He used to like very much these two shlokas. Because the message of Vedanta is, Swamiji says, the message of Vedanta is be fearless, be a man of strength. That is the message of Upanishad. Upanishad, after teaching, the Guru after teaching the Sushya, he says, Abhayam Praptosi. To Janaka, Yajnavalkya says this. When you know the self in its real nature, you have become Abhaya. No fear will be there in the life itself. So Abhi is the message of Upanishad. Nayamatma Balaginena Labhyaha. A weak man, a mean thinking man cannot pursue spiritual life. Therefore Swamiji used to like this. So he used to tell, be strong. Character strength alone is the remedy for all weaknesses of life. And Arjuna's character was very great all through his life so far. But now suddenly he has stooped down in this confusion and this sorrow, which requires a prolonged treatment called ajnanotectomy. Ajnana means it is ignorance. So we call ajnanotectomy. Tectomy means removal. You can observe here that the Lord did not teach Arjuna at all. He did not teach. There is no teaching at all. In these two shlokas, no teaching involved. He did not teach. Neither jnanam nor karma yoga topic was dealt here. Arjuna has not, because Arjuna has not surrendered to the Lord. He did not ask openly, please teach me. Unless somebody asks, you cannot talk. Napushta kasyachit bruya naja anyayena prichataha jananna vivedhavi jatavil lokamachari. Don't give any suggestion unless asked for, unless properly asked for. Unless a person is ready for receiving, what is the benefit of giving? And we do just the opposite in our life. Freely giving lip service only. He doesn't ask. He wanted to inform that I am going to Bombay. Immediately you start, hey, Bombay. Oh, Bombay means that hotel is nice. Don't go there, that hotel. That road is very, very problem. Who asked? He did not ask. And somebody says, I have a headache. Immediately everybody prescribes medicine. As the doctor. Medicine can be prescribed only by doctor. How loosely we conduct our life. Here you see, Arjuna is in the tensest moment. Battle is going to start. But still, Bhagavan fully maintains his own dharma. Though Bhagavan, yes, Bhagavan is sarvajna. We are all alpajna. So Bhagavan is sarvajna. So he knew that Arjuna has not yet exhausted. He has not yet exhausted. He knew that. So he knew when to talk, to whom to talk, how much to talk, what to talk. All these things we should know. Otherwise, somebody says, somebody went to Rishikesh and came back. Or you have gone to Rishikesh and come back. Somebody asks, how was the tour? The person who asked this expects only one word answer. So you start, instead of telling, fine, you start, I started from here to the train. The train started from there and it reached 4 hours late. Like that. The person who asked this question will keep his head, hand on his head. Why did he ask? Without asking, we should not talk at all. And if we follow this rule, many of our problems will be solved. The quarrels will be solved. Because we will be very much careful about our words. When it is necessary, then only we will talk. How much necessary, that much only we will talk. What to talk, that only we will talk. The most difficult thing in our life is getting a person who can listen what we say. You try. You can experiment. 1 week is there, next week, all the 1 week you can experiment. A person, as I told, comes to tell some grief. You thought he has finished his story and you are about to tell, then again he will start. Or you can try in another method. So you start telling some incident. In between some phone call comes. So you go and attend that phone call. Then after coming back, if the person who was listening, if he is interested, he should ask, hey, you left that place to tell, like that. 99% will not ask. Then you will start, like that. So getting the proper listener, actual listener, is a difficult thing in our life. Bhagavan knows all these psychological factors, so he was keeping mum and just as a friend in order to help Arjuna and in order to know how much deeper this sorrow is. Bhagavan used certain strong words when he finds that his words doesn't have any effect. Like needle pricking to a buffalo, how it will be. And that in harm, will it affect? It will not affect. Similarly, Arjuna also did not respond properly, but Arjuna is going to come out with once more second time with all his props. Same thing is going to tell those details we will see in the next class.
Om Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govinda.